Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. Soku, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us and to you listening at home. By the way, to be involved in the conversation at Africa.com, feel free to visit the website www.africa.com. Soku, we're busy watching netball. South Africa won at the Commonwealth Games, but I just wanted to brag. We beat Barbados by 83-22. We massacred them. I just thought you should know that. Now, talk to me about recognizing scientists in Africa.
Now, one of the topics that we spoke about, I think a week or two ago, was basically getting forums for research and development in Africa. And this is basically to start recognizing the science and the work that Africans do in terms of research to find cures for HIV, malaria, climate change. These are the problems that many scientists in Africa start to look at. But what's missing is that they're not recognize the way they should be as compared to their Western or European counterparts. And this is because they don't have access to journals. Now, for scientists, it's very important for them that when you come up with a theory, you need to be able to prove it, write it down, write a paper on it that shows the scientific processes that you've done to actually prove this theory. But for many scientists, it's the access to these journals which becomes a problem. It may be because of monetary constraints. And sometimes governments actually don't look at research into science or science research as a priority in the government goals, basically. But now what's happened is after the new initiative, which is the new Einstein Forum that that began a week ago, is that they've now launched a mega journal for African scientists. So now this will now give access to scientists in Africa who want to start publishing their work, who want to start having peer reviews amongst themselves to collaborate as scientists to actually find research and find a platform in terms of getting their work recognized. And the costs of all of this, it will now be taken up by this forum. So it will be more easier for scientists in Africa to then now start publishing their work. It will be more easier for scientists in Africa to collaborate on different projects. And as I say, the things that many scientists in Africa look at is basically in terms of health, in the health sector, as well as in climate change, because those are the two major things that are affecting Africa. So it's health, climate change, and agriculture, obviously, because as I say, you know, agriculture is where Africa is moving towards in terms of getting youth to participate in agricultural practices. So for that, you need scientific research. You need to know what's the best way of planting seeds when desertification occurs. You need to know the best drought-resistant plants in terms of making sure that you can shoulder things like soil erosion. For healthcare as well, with climate change coming up, even some of the health strains that we go through, you need science to back up the claims, to back up or even to even start initiating or influencing policies in terms of how governments treat new diseases that will be coming up because of climate change and how to treat the diseases that are already there. And I think it's a great initiative in terms of, as we say, you know, it's Africans coming up with solutions to our own problems and actually not even waiting for the West anymore to be the helping hand. This time we know what things we've lived long enough to know what works. And Africans are now coming up with their own ideas and then tailor-making it for the African continent.
Oh, no, certainly wonderful to always hear this news. Soku, thank you for joining us once again and giving us this lovely news. Looking forward to chatting once again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com for more of their stories. To visit www.africa.com. One last, or rather two last SMSs. One says, I reckon I'm